When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, nothing says divine intervention quite like a mysterious man in a red velvet suit slipping into your hospital room, tweaking your IV, and vanishing before anyone can bill your insurance.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. Hit subscribe so you don't miss any of our episodes. We got tons of them to give to you. Every single day here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And yeah, please do write in. RealGhostStoriesOnline.com is where you can send your stories. We got a form for you there to fill out. Or just call 855-853-4802 is that phone number. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. And what's going on?
Am I understanding this correctly? Somebody in a red suit comes in. And are we assuming it's Santa Claus or what?
I'm wondering if it's crushed red velvet or if it's just velvet by itself. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what I'd be thinking if a man in a red velvet suit entered the room. I wasn't getting Santa, but actually it kind of makes more sense. And touched the IV and then goes away. I guess I think, well, maybe this is like the top tier staff that only like the real rich folks get, the nurses and doctors that were wearing velvet suits. And maybe they needed one to work down here because they're short staffed or something. Cause you're not on the velvet floor.
My mind immediately goes to the freaky AI stuff I've seen where it's Santa Claus, but he's really tall and he's walking through the streets and he's looking for people to murder. And have you seen this?
No.
Cause it's out there and he's really tall and somebody is, your view is first person and you're looking out, you see him walking and you're a little afraid. And then all of a sudden he turns and sees you in the window.
Oh God.
And he comes up to you. Oh my gosh. That's the first thing that comes to mind is some of that crazy AI stuff.
That'd be fun to make. Yeah. Wow. No, I could totally.
Of course you would say that.
Well, I love messing with the AI stuff. It's crazy what you can make. In fact, I'm making promos later today for Hidden Killers. And we've had some real fun ones not that long. Like, here, let me just play one of them for you. And I'm gonna make visuals out of some of these because you can do this now with AI. So here's, let's see here. Let's listen to this one. This as an example.
The neighborhood was picture perfect. Manicured lawns, kids riding bikes, friendly smiles exchanged over white picket fences. And then there was him, the guy who never made eye contact, the one who only left his house at night, dragging black trash bags to the curb, bags that sometimes twitched. He's just a little odd, they said. Just keeps to himself until the smell started. Until the missing pets turned into missing people. Until someone finally had the nerve to peek inside that basement window. And if they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi ad-free. And before everyone else, they could have recognized the warning signs. They could have gotten out, but they didn't. And now, they're part of the next episode. Don't make the same mistake. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
So on a previous version of this podcast, you and I were talking about the weird guy in my neighborhood and how I don't like to talk to people. That could be me. People could be talking that way about me. He's the guy all by himself. He doesn't talk to any of the neighbors. He's working out in his yard. He's always digging things in his yard. What's going on over there?
I'm going to make a promo that's about you.
Great.
Well, we'll make it sound really, really creepy in some way, shape, or form. But that, what my point with that is, I'm going to put visuals, like an actual video, AI video to those things. And I was just thinking of that earlier today. I'm like, ooh, that would be just fun. And it's a work, but it's going to be fun to like just kind of piece all that together and kind of.
When it's done, you've got to send that to me.
Oh, I will. Okay. I'm going to actually make some brand new ones too. So anyway, I'll send you those as they get completed. And that's the other podcast I'm on over there, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you like true crime stuff, you'll probably like that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. And let's go to this phone call and hear the real ghost story. Hi.
Hi, Tony. It's Olivia. I told you about the weird spirit in one of my classes in college, and I have another one to tell, but it's something different. I hope you can hear me while I'm driving to the airport as we speak. So I went to, on the weekend with my boyfriend to go meet his family over the Easter weekend, and I remember talking to his aunt and his mother. We were talking about Christianity, and it kind of got onto the topic of angels and demons, because we were just like, I don't know, we were just talking about it, and I asked him, do you think you guys have, you know, guardian angels, or do you think there's like evil that follows you? Because some people have these things. It's like, I know a person, he's not Christian, he doesn't believe in this stuff, but he's had something evil follow him throughout most of his life. I don't want to share, I don't feel like it would be right of me to share the story, but you know, like, it's just knowing people who have dealt with these things is interesting. I'm getting a little off topic here. I'm sorry. It's like 5 a.m. here, and I'm driving. I was taking 2 exams yesterday to the airport, so I'm a little out of it. But back to what I was saying, when I was talking to them, his aunt brought up a story. He's like, I never told you this. And she looked at his mom, their siblings, and she's like, really? What is it? She's like, well, before you were born, because they're 10 years apart, she said she was in the hospital. I can't recall why, but it was something like she had something going on where she was like in a near-death like moment. But she said that when she was laying there, she felt dazed. Like, she said that she remembers this tall, kind of big, like, black man who had, like, a gentle smile on his face, wearing a red velvet suit, come in, and he, like, put something in, like, you know, her IV bag, and he just smiled at her and grabbed her hand and, you know, squeezed it a bit, as if he's, like, saying, like, you're gonna be okay, and he walked away and left. Not only did she see this man, but her mother, who was fully awake, just sitting there reading the magazine, saw this man come in. And the next morning, she felt so much better. She felt like a brand new person, like as if like overnight, everything that she just, you know, suffered from was gone. And she asked the nurse, she's like, who is the black man in the red suit here last night? Like, I don't recall ever seeing anybody wear this type of outfit ever. And I don't think I've ever seen him before. Like, who is he? I want to, you know, ask him what he did to make me feel better. And the nurses looked at her and they're like, we have no idea who you're talking about. We have no recollection of a man in a red suit coming in. We would have known and documented at the time that he came in, but we never saw anybody. And the mom, her mom was like, wait, no, I saw him too. Are you sure you didn't see anybody? And they're like, no. It was honestly, like, it gave me chills, but, like, good chills. Like, wow. Like, the fact that, you know, her own mother, who is not sick, is fully, like, you know, all right, is sitting there just reading a magazine casually, sees a random man come in and, you know, change something in her daughter's IV and leave. And then the daughter's better, and the nurses are saying, we don't know who you're talking about. That is clearly a sign that there is another entity that is on this earth that looks out for, like, people like us. So I just found that really intriguing. And my boyfriend, who is more of a, how do I say this? He's more left brain. Not that I'm saying that all people who are believers and whatnot are like right brains, but he goes by facts and the book. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He believes in angels and demons, but he doesn't think that, you know, they do anything that will come into our lives. He doesn't believe the Ouija board can cause harm. He doesn't believe that, I don't know, he's weird about it. He always says it's the wind or it was just a dream, but he does respect my stories. And he says, I'm sure something happened to you. It's just whenever I talk to him about stuff that other people have been through, he's like, I don't know about that. But anyway. But he was shocked hearing the story because, you know, he usually tries to be like, well, maybe, like, it was just, like, he tries to find a reason to it, but he couldn't name anything. And I was like, there is a reason for you to talk right now. Like, his, like, you know, your aunt's mother literally saw something and she was perfectly fine. That's like as if I was sick and you were sitting in the room just checking in on me and seeing this random person come in and doing this and leaving. And, you know, like, you can't explain that. You can't, you know, debunk anything. Sometimes you just gotta leave these type of things alone and just, you know, realize there's no answer to it. And so I think he respected his aunt and he respected the story. Like, after I talked to him a little later, I'm like, I think, like, you know, this just happens. I mean, another small story. My sister, it sounds really harsh, but she's okay. She was hit by a car. I was like 10 at the time, and she recalled because this car thought that they could cut in front of a semi, and the semi hit the car and it spun out of control and it hit my sister and smashed her into the, street lamp or whatever. She said she recalled feeling a sudden push on her back. She felt stuck. And it was almost as if like somebody came up and shoved her out of the way. And she feels like it was her guardian angel or our grandfather protecting her because I feel like my grandfather checks in once in a while when I'll feel like somebody's there. And sometimes I'll hear like a sudden, like, you know, like in the room or just like a cough or just a, just a weird, like something, you know, clearing up a throat. It's very masculine. So I feel like it's my grandfather checking in on us. I believe it was a guardian angel, but I also feel like my grandfather could have done it. Anyway, sorry, my story's a little everywhere, and I'm just giving my own input on everything, but I just found that story from my boyfriend's aunt, like, fascinating. Like, beautiful, like, you know, piece of, like, God's work here, personally, as a Christian, to know that there are guardian angels in the world that protect us from harm, you know, every day. Yeah. I've never had an experience, but knowing people that have been through that is just truly fascinating. But I haven't been listening to your podcast for a while. It's been busy on my end, but I started catching up on this trip to the airport, and you guys are doing an amazing job, truly. And to all the people that call in, like, amazing stories, really. But God bless y'all. I hope you have a great day. Forgive me if this is, like, a little long, but yeah. Bye. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing your story with us. Thoughts on that?
So this story about the guy in the suit and the IV is freaky. Mm-hmm. The fact, you know, it's one thing if the patient sees it, because maybe they're on some sort of, you know,
sure,
painkillers or something like that. But for somebody else to see it. And the other thing that I always find interesting is that somebody that doesn't want to believe or hear stories about ghosts and stuff like that and have any inclination to believe it, but they believe in, you know, like maybe heaven and hell and all that kind of stuff. It kind of, to me, it all kind of ties in together. So if you believe in one, I believe you almost have to believe in the other.
For the other to make sense.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I like the velvet suit guy. I think that would be fun. I hope, yeah.
I sent you in Messenger, I sent you a link to the video of Santa Claus.
Okay, I got to look at this.
You got to check that out. Hopefully it'll open for you.
There it is. Let me open it. Okay. Let's go into the Zoom link. Oh, hang on. It just says there we go on Messenger? Like on Facebook?
Yeah, on Facebook Messenger. There we go. And then there should be something underneath it from Instagram.
No, there's nothing there.
What? It says you see it.
There's a Zoom link above it, but there's nothing behind or underneath.
That's
there we
freaky.
Go.
So it's not letting me show you this.
Maybe evil Santa doesn't want to be seen.
I'm thinking if you just go online and you search up search AI evil Santa walking down the street, it should show up for you.
So. AI evil Santa. Let's see. Searching. Oh.
And it's like looking out a window, right? And Santa's walking down the street and he's really tall.
Oh, no, I don't have that one.
Jeez.
There's apparently several evil Santas out there. Here's a funny thing. Several years ago, before AI existed or even anybody thought of doing this, I tried to create a website called creepysanta.com. And all I wanted it to be was just photos of Santas that are really creepy, that are like, I went to antique stores and just started taking pictures of the creepy Santas because I thought there were so many of them. And then I just started putting them up there. This was before a lot of social media too, as well. So right. Like, I get that's where you'd put it today. But this was actually an idea that I had all those years ago, not with AI, but just like the weird ones you'd find at antique stores or garage sales and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. There's just so many weird, creepy Santas. I was at an antique store this weekend, and there was plenty of creepy Santas. I don't take pictures of them anymore. I've stopped that.
I one of the things I like to do is I do Santa Claus pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
So around Christmas, I'll do some radio stuff with Santa Claus where, ho, Billy, you've been a good boy, right? Mm-hmm. All that kind of crap. But I like doing the evil Santa, because what happens is it's, that kind of thing.
I like it.
Yes, yeah, so if you ever want to do evil Santa, I can do the whole, oh, Tony, you've been a good boy this year. I've got a special present for you. You know, that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. Maybe if I have grandkids someday, you can traumatize them. We'll put
that
John,
would be wonderful. I would love to do that.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's grandpa's old friend.
And they're both in a home now. So
yeah, everything you see here wouldn't exist without evil Santa.
That's right.
There you go. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes and all that stuff, check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get everything ad-free and in advance and all the archives. It's all there for you. Check it out. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.